And in the end, the beer you make is equal to the beer you take. This is the perfect pour.
Did you steal that from the Haunted Mansion?
I don't know what you're talking about. Premature egoldulation.
Hey, welcome to the perfect pour craft beer show. And we're already pouring.
Yes.
Matt, the bearded brewer is back, and he's pouring beer.
Pour hastily.
He's not getting paid for it right now.
That's why he went first.
Bearded Brewer 87 is taking the aroma.
That's me.
I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
We're here to talk about craft beer. If you like beer and you like to have fun, then we're here for you. We're going to have fun. And this week, it is a special episode. We do this every year from the get-go, from when they first started this. Every year, we do a special episode of the Sierra Nevada's Beer Camp. We've got a 12-pack of the Collab Beer Camp 2017.
Beer cramp.
hope it doesn't give us a beer cramp.
Beer cramps.
The brother's going to hate this beer.
Yes, I can already see it.
Passing around the table from left to right of the podcast, Al, I hope you recognize that was a pint can.
Although it is mighty clear.
Ginger lager. Lager brewed with ginger, cayenne, and fermented on oak. There's that on oak again from Surly Brewing. This was a collab with Surly Brewing.
Now, if you forgot from the last episode, when it says on oak, the fermenter sits on a wooden plank. That's what it means.
Yeah. So the variety pack this year has 12 different beers. There were three. We just opened it up before we started recording, and there are three different cans, and the rest are bottles, and this one's one of the cans. It's very exciting.
It's tasty. It's definitely ginger. It's
like ginger.
Where's my sushi?
It's like a ginger ale.
But it's a lager. Where's my spicy tuna?
Yes, you could put this. You could pair this with your sushi or your bento box.
Yeah, it feels like I can dip my sushi in this.
Thank goodness for the heat. That kind of picks it up a little bit.
Which most ginger...
The physical heat in the room or the heat of the beer?
The cayenne pepper.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Cayenne pepper.
Now I'm getting the pepper.
But if you've had like a unfiltered ginger juice, like you get at Whole Foods or something like that, ginger has that peppery spice to it. They probably used it to mimic it in this beer.
The back is starting.
Is that what Dr.
Peppery.
J was talking about? Whole Foods ginger juice?
They have a ginger lemonade.
Yeah, sure.
It's an unfiltered ginger lemonade it's actually really
good. Is there anything Whole Foods doesn't have? Diet soda. They don't have fucking diet soda.
There's no organic saccharine. I know. Or what's the...
There's that one that's like made with some sort of sweetener.
They have their 365 series of soda.
I don't think they have diet though.
It's sodium.
They don't believe a diet.
Sodium free, caffeine free, organic cane sugar, and natural flavorings.
No organic NutraSweet.
Yeah. No.
For your diet soda.
Organic chemicals for my diet.
Organic
soda.
Splenda. Anything?
It'd probably be like a good. Would it be agave?
Wow, this is kind of hot.
Sugar beets, ground sugar beets.
My back of my throat's burning a little bit right now.
That's the fun part.
What's going on? I don't like this. I'm afraid.
That's raw ginger.
Well, we had a
unwashed ginger.
We had a couple beers before the program began. That's our tailgate.
Oh, did we? What did we have? Tell us quickly. Come on.
We had a very fresh, lovely Half Dome California Wheat Ale from Tioga Sequoia Brewing, donated to the show by Matt, the bearded brewer.
Yeah, funny story. I went into Whole Foods and I was picking up a few things and I was like, they have those on the single shelf. I'm going to pick one up. So I go up to the register and the guy's like, oh, cool, way to represent, huh? And I realized I had my Tioga shirt on, my Tioga hat. And I was just like,
thinks you're a nerd, yeah. Tioga nerd.
Whoa, bro, take it down a notch.
And I was just like,
hey, look at this guy. He's all Tioga. Hey, good. Look at this guy. Come here. This guy in my red shirt.
So I played it off well. I was like, well, sometimes it's nice to only buy one beer at a time. And he's like, yeah, that's like a good thing, huh? And I was like, yeah, cool. I'll take a bag and leave now.
Shut up. Shut up.
Shut it.
I am paying you to yap. Just give me my beer.
Take my dime, heathen.
So you paid physical money for a Tioga beer.
I do all the time. Ugh. I bought your guys' crowlers last week.
What's the point of working
a beer? Sometimes they kick beer or you know, it's a slippery slope, but...
beer? It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
But you get good discounts. That's all I can say.
Well, it was lovely. And I hear it's selling well.
Can't make enough of it.
And I hear somebody climbed Half Dome freestyle
the other day. I did that.
No ropes or nothing. Just climbed it. Said, I don't know what you guys are all about.
I was just doing it.
Was it El Capitan or Half Dome?
I was just doing it. And some guy's like, you know, you're climbing Half Dome right now? I was like, well, I do now.
Hey, you're climbing Half Dome with no equipment. Oh, okay,
yeah, but
bro.
I got to get to the top.
Got to get up there. I heard some steps up there. Got to go see it.
So, seeing as how today is Friday, because we record on Fridays live.
Friday. Oh, yeah.
Right. Total Friday.
The Beer Prophet is on his way or is arriving at Half Dome to climb Half Dome.
What? The cables? Cables?
I think
he's
so.
Going the cable side.
He's got mountain climbing bros, and they're all hanging out. He's like, I'm going to climb Half Dome. And he's like, that sounds cool, bro.
Mountain climb bro out. Bro, see how fast you get up there, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I can do it half a day, bro. No way, bro. All right, bro. He better be taking some Half Dome with him to take pictures up there.
Of course. He's going to have his camera and Half Dome. Because if he's going to make the 14-mile trek,
Half Dome.
The 14-mile trek to get to the top of the Half Dome or wherever you go, he's going to take a photo or two.
Does he have like a pro camera or is he just using his phone?
He doesn't have like one of those SLR. Red cameras, but he doesn't have one of those
video people,
but he does have a decent, whatever you call it, DSLR or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what they call
I don't know anything
it
about. I don't even know what brand it is. I just know he's like, oh, I got this camera on Black Friday set. And I was like, cool. See you later.
Wow.
Cool.
Not interested.
Great story, bro.
GoPro. It's all about the GoPro.
Man, so this ginger has... this thing's jacked me up now. I'm all spiced up.
Yeah.
I'm all spiced up and I'm spiced up. So let's get into some culture. Matt, you've been away. You must have tons of culture. Culture coming out your armpits.
Speaking of beer and foresters...
I love beer and forests.
Grind TV put together a list with national parks becoming more and more popular every year. There are plenty of ways to commemorate their existence and what they stand for. One of the better ways, in our opinion, is via specialty beers or beer cans. Lots of breweries have jumped aboard this trend to pay homage to one of America's best ideas. And here's the six beers that do just that. Rogue, Pendleton Pale Ale. Pendleton. So Rogue released that last year. They're doing it again this year. It's a pale ale. Mm-hmm. And they're commemorating cans for four national parks. Crater Lake, Yosemite, Mount Rainier, and Grand Canyon. So there's that. Uinta.
Uinta.
They are releasing
Uinta.
A rotating park series for their Golden Ale, commemorating eight national parks.
Golden Ale.
Yep. So they now have a Golden Ale made by Uinta with a picture of Half Dome on it.
Uh-oh.
What?
Yep. No. Fisticuffs, sir. Fisticuffs.
That's not right. Depict a Utah thing, sir. That's not Devil's Poss Pile.
Can you just talk like that from now on? Maybe we'll get
get popular finally.
I really like that guy's voice.
I like the show because of that guy's voice.
It sounds bona fide.
I'm bona fide.
I'm the paterfamilias. Well, he's bona fide.
Big Bend Brewing is named after the Texas National Park.
So. I'm guessing that's not a clock tower.
Not Big Ben, Big Bend.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And they have
all our parks are big and tent.
They have a Hefeweizen in tribute to
it's got a big baby.
Texas. Tenton. Tenton Range IPA. Another brewing company named after a nearby national park, Grand Teton Brewing, is one big tribute.
Teton?
To Grand Teton National Park.
Teton?
They have an IPA.
If you ain't Teton, you ain't living.
And they had an Old Faithful. They had an Old Faithful ale also.
Oh, Old Faithful.
Who is number five on this list? Can you guys guess? Can you guess who's number five? Can you guess?
Tioga Sequoia Brewing with their Half Dome Ale.
Most of Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company's beer lineup is named after iconic features within national parks, which you can guess,
the Sierra Nevadas.
Sherman, Firefall, Whitney, and Half Dome, and blah, blah, blah.
Kings Canyon.
Midnight Lightning.
Sequoia.
But their Half Dome California Wheat is a splendid tribute to the legendary rock face that climbers have braved in the years.
If only they still made Peak Pilsner.
I know. That's kind of ruins it, right?
That's kind of something different. But anyways, that's the other way.
Monument.
You're a monument.
Yes, I
am. Mammoth Brewing. It seems like we've had this on before.
They
like
didn't
some
do
sort of vaguely
Mammoth
like this article.
Has a Yosemite Pale Ale or something like that. Yeah. Hitchcock Spring Kolsch. Superior Bathhouse Brewery takes the idea of honoring national parks and its beers to a whole different level. Superior is the first and only brewery located within a national park. So that's kind of cool.
Whoa.
Housed in an old
remote tap room for Tioga and Yosemite.
Housed in an old bathhouse inside of a hot springs national park in Arkansas, Superior even uses the thermal hot springs water to brew their beers. Their Hitchcock Spring Kolsch is the first beer they've ever brewed, and we can't think of a finer testament to brewing with a national park. Are they going to cool the hot springs by using the hot water to brew with? Is that going to be an epidemic? Or pandemic? What is
it? That sounds like, chemistry and stuff.
Well, I know at our brewery, we don't use flames to heat brew. We use steam, which is
an indirect heat. Nothing but a bunch of hot air.
So maybe you can use hot springs. So there's that.
I love gold!
And I'm sure you guys...
Oh, no, he's taking the aroma.
That's lovely.
So AB InBev bought a minor stake in Rate Beer.
Here it is. Let's just in. AB InBev taking over everything.
I'm not touching that subject.
And the peasants lose their shit.
I'm not touching that subject, but Dogfish Head has asked to have their beers removed from Rate Beer.
Punk rock.
So
I heard Mother Earth is doing something similar, and some breweries are following in line with that way. So props to Dogfish Head. They haven't come out. I haven't really heard them come out about all this stuff since it's been happening. So Sam Calagione. Sam Calagione.
It's like a calzone, but a calzone.
You make a beer. Why can't you make a good pasta?
Mama said no, she won't let me.
Let me put some pasta in the fermenter, huh?
The sauce is too
spicy.
I
could do that because they're Italian here. Is that racist that way?
Oh, I see.
Oh, and then my last piece of beer news is, you guys want to know how dedicated I am to this podcast?
How dedicated are you?
I had to leave work before DeLorean showed up to Tioga.
Oh,
so I was wondering why I didn't get the invite.
It was an actual. They was told it was an actual movie DeLorean, which I don't. It was probably just a replica, but it was decked out.
It wasn't in the movie.
It wasn't a Mr. Fusion edition, but it was an actual DeLorean, and it was there about 8:40 this evening, and I was not able to sit in it and take a photo because I had to come here.
Yes.
Sad face.
We ruined something.
My love for the podcast outweighs my opportunity to ever sit in a DeLorean.
But there's a guy that drives around Northwest Fresno, a guy like your age I've seen in a DeLorean. I think there's three in town.
Mm-hmm. Rich punk-ass kids.
And I've seen him a couple times here in this area. So, I don't know. I'll stop him next time. Say, hey, bro!
Where's your light bar?
It's either you see one DeLorean in a random neighborhood, or you usually see a pair of DeLoreans. They're like, oh, yeah, we're buds. We go everywhere together.
Yeah. Oh, is this a thing? I just drive around. Hey, I don't have that beer. There's a new beer.
There is.
And
I'm still drinking the ginger one. Calm down.
That thing's hot, bro. I'm going to have to get another cracker in me here.
Is it too hot to have? All right, that's the end of the show.
This is...
Time machine, bro.
This is the collab with the Gucci.
I would have left you guys. I'd still be in the time machine giggling right now.
White IPA with yuzu.
Yuzu, not mizu.
Brewed with yuzu. Coriander, nutmeg, and yuzu.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to this.
This is an overseas collab.
Uh-oh.
The one-time only collab overseas.
You're an overseas collab.
So I'm going to assume that they're a Japanese brewer.
Yuzu. Are these the guys that do the...
Kiyuchi Brewery.
Oh, not the Hattachino.
Doesn't sound right.
New Belgium used to do a yuzu.
Japan's Kiyuchi Brewery, makers of the Hitachino Nest beers.
Oh, it is the Nest.
Have an elegant take on a classic beer style with a uniquely Japanese influence. They suggested adding yuzu, an Asian citrus fruit, to a hazy white IPA, and we jumped at the chance. What emerged is a hoppy yet refined version of the style with a bright citrus flavor.
That's what I'm getting.
And a spicy finish.
It's a white.
It's a wit. Mm-hmm. Wit. So they jumped to conclusions? Is that what happened?
Mm.
We're getting better.
Mm.
Not quite there yet, but we're getting better.
I like it.
I don't care for it.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. There was a pour. Of all weeks to not have a dump bucket out here.
Got one right there.
He just made one. Wrong. Wow. Dump bucket material.
So far, these are very un-Sierra Nevada-y.
Yeah.
I'm getting more of the guest brewers than Sierra Nevada.
Yeah. So far, we'll see how it progresses. Was that all your culture, Matt?
Yep.
Yeah, that rape beer thing, man, that's messed up. They're done. Rape beer's done. Good beer hunting. They have the ties.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. Well, they take money from all the big brewers.
Really?
As not solely, but part of their.
Mm-hmm.
And their big Goose Island.
Between apologies. The sheets.
So, what are you going to do?
Burp.
Might have to crack that door open.
Yeah, if you got to do it, you got to do it.
The
next, he said what else is going out there culturally?
Let's add to this rape beer. Let's beat this horse some more. So Noble Ale Works are...
So Calvary and Noble Ale Works.
They're trolling.
Love them.
I was checking the website to see if it's true, but they say they are changing all their information on rape beer from Noble to Noble Ale Jerks. instead of Noble Ale Works.
That's funny.
And so they're gonna, and they're Rickrolling their whole beer list. So their whole beer list will now include lyrics from Rick Astley's hit song, and they will be now genius. They will now be known as Noble Ale Works.
They did what Dogfish said and took it to the next level.
Next level.
Wow, dude. Good job. I approve of this.
And I was also going to talk about the time machine being at Tioga. I don't know why it was there, but it was there.
Maybe for Grizzlies.
Do you have like a time machine like filter on Google? Yes. Something happens, you're like, what?
Why? What's going on here? It is my dream. That is the one movie car I would own. Well, that and maybe Michael Keaton Batman.
I would do original Batmobile.
That would be sweet too.
Just because I figure if you take the original Batmobile into a drive-thru, they're probably going to give you your food for free.
Damn it. I think you have to wear the tights, though.
You're like, sir, are you in the Batmobile?
Yep.
Have a good day.
Yep. I will see you later.
But I'm not Batman, mind you.
One of the Cannonball Run cars.
Ooh. I'm
not sure which one, because I can't place them all right now. But just one of the Cannonball Run
cars. The ambulance van.
The ambulance van.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was all disguise.
The doctor's ready to see you now, JJ. Oh, or the Lamborghini with the two hot chicks in it.
Yeah.
I think I'd rock it.
They got out of all the speeding tickets because they zipped down their leather onesies, whatever they were.
I think I'd rock a Bluesmobile, which is basically a retired cop car.
Nice.
If only I could figure out how to do the power slide to parallel park like they do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just hit the brake and 180.
Slide right in.
Yep. If only I could do that. Hey, that was a good damn tangent, all right?
Oh, don't forget about the Jackie Chan Subaru that goes underwater.
So I'm going to consider this a show beer.
One of the Bond cars.
It was on the line of perfect pour, not perfect pour, so all I'm just going to consider
is,
it.
Okay, it is a show beer. The 12-pack of Beer Camp. It's kind of move things around. We're taking a break from the beer camp.
I love gold.
Thank goodness.
Oh, Matt is not a fan of the beer camp so far.
I look at
you
that.
You rarely box. Are. I remember these from all the beer camp shows. Matt's just like, nope, not having it.
Yeah, can we just cut in the old clips of me?
Yeah, Matt, what do you think? Cut in the old nope. Matt stuff from other previous beer camp episodes.
No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. This is donated to the show by Blue Ox. One of our East Coast friends, woman, and this is one of my favorite East Coast brewers. 6 Point.
Don't call it a mini bike.
Pre-reimagined 6 Point.
Ooh. This is Puff.
Which is just an unfiltered ale.
Did you guys see the alcohol percentage?
Why, no, I didn't.
I saw it, so I will be the host for this week's ABV game.
The ABV is
right. 6 points version of an unfiltered.
I thought you were going to say, 6%. Wait, what? Can you give us, is it in the double digits or is it under?
It's in the double digits.
Okay. Because they just call it an unfiltered ale.
Yeah, they don't call it any double or it's just an ale.
They are super vague on their branding.
They like to be vague.
It's almost frustrating, but I keep buying it. So
this is good beer.
It's working.
Well, you can't keep buying it. You just keep drinking it. Oh, where are you buying this at?
Where do you buy
it? I want to know.
I know people.
Belmont and Cedar, easy stop.
Yeah. Picked the worst neighborhood and say, oh, it's over there, bro.
I'm going to say 10-2.
Whoa.
All right, Matt says 10-2. Nick, what is your guess on the alcohol percentage?
This one goes to 11.
Ooh, hoo, hoo. Beta Brewer is closest without going over. It's,
damn it.
Oh, actually, you guys both went over, but Matt's closest. 9-8.
I thought you said double digits.
You did say double digits.
Yeah, that's you double. Son of a bitch. That's a double. Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading it as double IPA. I apologize. That's on me.
Can we get a new co-host in here?
Where's that strapping young man that was here earlier with the golden voice.
He's gone. He's gone. I don't know what that voice is anymore.
Yeah, there he is.
Well, it seems I'm now the new host of the Perfect Orbs. Yeah, well, that's great. Do you guys ever talk about model airplanes on the show? Because I could go into it. Big time.
We're going to get so many phone calls next week. People are going to say, just please talk like that.
That will send me into a tailspin of depression.
I like that guy's voice you had on. Better than that guy. That other
can
guy.
You bring that guy back?
Yeah, I'll bring it back.
Yeah, from this day forward, I'll just have to talk in that voice.
Thanks for ruining that ABV game, by the way.
You're welcome. But you won it, though.
It's not the Price Is Right.
It's not a win. It's not a win on false pretenses.
What else is going on?
What else is going on out there in the field of aviation remote?
Remoting?
That's what us nerds call it.
For a person that's never done this voice before.
Nope, never done it before.
That sounds like closet beer voice right there.
I'm just having a beer, honey.
What are you doing in there? I told you to clean out the fucking garage.
I'm just in the closet having a beer. I'm sorry.
Fucking get out here and clean the garage.
I will, honey. I'm sorry.
How long before he notices we're gone?
Just honestly, I mean, what if you were like setting up a blind date and that's what the guy's voice was?
Sorry. Sorry. I really enjoyed your profile.
I don't know if I can take that seriously.
Yes.
What else is happening out there in the culture of craft beer, Nick?
Time machine, bro. Don't forget the Shiver Lake Beer Festival is July 23rd.
I'm interested in going to that.
That sounds nice and cool and not hot.
Nope.
Hopefully. I don't know, is Shaver hot in the summer? I've never been up there.
Never been up there?
Yeah.
The hell? The hell kind of local are you?
Stay in the air conditioning. Keep it cool.
All right, that's solid local.
Or now, I go to the mall and use their air conditioning.
I heard that Zach Spruan's going to be up there.
I heard that too.
Shaver Lake.
Yeah. With Scotty B.
All right. We used to do when.
But he won't be Ubering.
Scotty B. Yeah. He can't Uber up there in the woods.
Ooh. Do you think Manchester's going to get a brewery now that they're revamping it? I think Fresno's one of the only
beer.
Malls to not have a brewery attached.
Really?
Oh, never mind. BJ's.
BJ's, man. Come on.
That's mall worthy.
Yeah. So we used to do for when we were all excited when Four Pendragon opened up. We were giving every tap room report.
Tap room.
And, well, I think maybe, Nick, is there any kind of public report you can give on the Zach's Brewing tap room? Tap room report!
That whole thing about add 6 months to your goal, that's kicking in about now.
It's starting to happen. Yep. Starting to be a real thing.
He was supposed to at least get keys. Did that happen?
No.
Oh, okay. So,
hence the add keys. 6 months.
When you can't even get keys.
Yeah, it's out really of a lot. Not his fault, though, sadly.
Yeah. Damn. Well,
sadly,
that was
you wish
report.
It was his fault?
Well,
sadly.
Yes.
I would love to blame Steven for this, but sadly I can't.
Well, I mean, if it was his fault, it means he's making progress. He can't even begin to make progress.
He can't even begin to fail.
You're right.
He's like, hey, I want to start screwing up. Let me in the building.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to start a pool? Which small brewery and or Fulton Mall, which one opens first?
On the Fulton Mall?
No.
Or just of these like five new breweries
and
that
the
have
Fulton
yet to
Mall
open.
Street, which one's going to be finished first?
Oh, Fulton Mall Street or the new brewery? Oh, Fulton Mall Street.
It was going to be May and then they pushed it to June and now it's August.
Whoa, I didn't see that they pushed it to August.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I forgot it was supposed to be May.
Wow.
It's going to be May. Welcome to Flying with Famous. I am not Josh Teehee.
Oh, man. Whatever.
I'm also not Josh Teehee. What about that other guy that was just here? Was that Joshua Teehee?
I am not Joshua Teehee.
Kind of sounds like him.
He takes his shirt off at shows. That makes me very uncomfortable.
It makes me sweat.
And he usually gets his.
He got mine.
Get the fuck out of this. Nick, is there more stuff?
No.
Is there more stuff?
No, Nick? Let's move along.
Move along. All right.
It's well. Okay. You could just edit out all the tangents later.
That's all. Welcome to the Perfect Four. And Sunburns, play us out.
I would never be. Yeah. I would never. Either I would be in the editing room for days or there would be no show. I don't know. I don't know which would be better.
Just add a weather report in there and call it good. Yeah,
handsome voice guy, weather report over.
Handsome voice guy. Whoa. Yeah.
Are you handsome, Dan?
I have been known to be handsome at times.
This was years ago.
Years ago, my mother says I'm very handsome, and she doesn't say that to everyone.
Damn it.
Yeah. Hey, we got a voicemail.
This voice is freaking messing me up, bros.
You ever heard of members only? I'm the only member.
There's no emails this week, which means... Will you call me tonight and leave
me your voicemail? Mikey, desperately trying to keep the show on the road.
We're not supposed to get off the rails when there's only three of us. That happens when there's guests.
I'm getting ready to go on vacation. I'm on senioritis right now.
Are you going to be here next week? What's happening?
Sunday to Sunday, I'll be in the Central Coast. So.
Ooh, shit.
I don't know about the brother.
What are you, Nick?
He usually goes later in the week.
We'll have a show meeting, guys.
Show meeting, please.
Don't mind us.
I'll Skype in.
Tuesday?
Okay. Question mark. Okay. Maybe.
Okay.
Instead of Friday? Our normal Friday?
Right. Friday's out.
Still always drop. New show. Perfect Pour every Friday.
It'll be...
Unless I forget to record it.
Pre-recorded before a live studio audience.
All right.
Perfect Pour podcast drawn by a live studio audience.
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour podcast. We like to hear what you've been, not necessarily what you've been caught drinking, just general stuff that you think would be cool for listeners to hear about.
Yeah, make it cool.
Make it
we
cool.
We don't want no boring.
Make it cool, just like this stuff. Person did. No boring things.
Hi, hey, it's Herbert.
Tony Bags.
What's up, you fucks? It's Stacy.
Hey, it's Wow.
Oh.
Justin's Condominium Brewing. Hola!
There's a beer fest on the Central Coast.
Firestone-y.
Yep. I think this is a get it.
I wish you guys were here. Want to call. We're having a get it.
Called it.
Get it. Not international, but it's better. Because we're here and you're not. However you say get it in Italian.
And get I know it. I said, hey, you fucks, but I love you. Wrong time.
And then Matt and Nick, I'll see you guys next week.
Uh-oh.
Keep up the good work.
Oh, will he? That's presumptuous.
That was a get in a Firestone Walker Invitational.
Yes. Tony Bags has been like messaging me every week. He's like, okay, what day?
Sorry, man.
He's like, what day is your brother, yourself, and myself having a bottle share? And I was like, I don't even know what day my brother's going.
Yes. Me neither.
Wow. That was Firestone Walker. There was lots of listeners at Firestone Walker Invitational.
Yep.
Not us, but listeners were there.
That's what we do.
There's even people saying, oh, we get you in. We're like, we're okay.
We got things. We got things. I know. This year, we're just kind of like, I put it out of my mind. Like, I'm not going to that. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, there's several offers for tickets. Oh, I got tickets. I am not going now. We could have gone, damn it.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim checking in.
What's up?
I know I didn't quite get up to the Firestone Walker Invitational this weekend. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't have the Fontana Gym Invitational.
Best idea
ever. Had a couple floors, had a couple posts, tagged you guys in a couple. Keep up the good work, guys.
Fun.
He had a solid lineup at the inaugural.
You guys.
Really solid lineup.
We got some field work here. Some silver.
Oh, they're going over.
Bacon and eggs, some pizza port.
Had it.
We got quite a few things. So if you guys want to know what you guys drink, check out our Untapped.
Yes.
I am Beer Snob. I am Evil Circle and Ant. So you guys probably know our Untapped handle.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Let's check this out.
This is Ant, a first time caller. long time listener. Enjoying Fontana Gym's Invitational.
How could he not?
That's going to be sold out next year.
What else can I say?
Yeah, I know.
Later, fuckers! Fuck yourself.
Dead Chino's there, too.
We don't give a cheers out to Chino Yakov because that fucker didn't show up.
So, ooh.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, Chino didn't show up. No Chino.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, I go to Fontana Gym Invitational next year in the Firestone Walker.
It's going to be sold out, bro. You can't get into that.
Yeah.
You can't get in.
No way.
Unless you bring some pork butts.
Pork butts.
Chino Yacht Club was yachting until he realized you can't get to the open before it gets warm.
We need a new beer camp. This is a beer camp episode.
They even had some pine and palm at the invitation. Did you see that?
They had pine and what?
Yeah.
Oh, at the pre-party?
Gold.
At the Fontana Gym invitation.
Oh, Fontana Gym invitation. I had some pine and palm.
They had some Fresno love.
Yeah, Firestone Walker didn't have pine palm.
That's right.
Do you know if Tioga tried to get into Firestone Walker this year?
Nah.
It's a big boys club, isn't it? Old boys club.
Did you see the photo of the security guard in front of the Wicked Weed?
Yes! Wicked Weed, I love that. Wicked Weed was the only buyout beer there, and I'm sure they signed in before they sold out. And I guess Firestone Walker was like, I guess you're going to come. Go ahead. And yeah, they put a security guard at the Wicked Weed table just in case like some shit goes down.
Yeah. Conveniently or inconveniently.
I want beer camp beer is the hoppy Belgian style golden ale with lemon peel from Duval. This is the collab with Duval, who owns Firestone.
How did they get
and,
in there?
Yeah, owns Firestone and that Douchebag Boulevard and one other one, I forget.
All I read was golden ale with lemon peel, and I was like, yeah, and I was like, then it's clove. Oh, it's Belgian.
Definitely Belgian.
Drinkable, but not my favorite.
We have yet to impress Matt.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Voicemail.
Hey, bros. It's Hillary, a.k.a. Hillsbell.
Yes,
Hillsbell. I've been drinking a lot more lately, yes. So you know what that means.
Damn straight.
I broke up with my boyfriend.
Oh.
I've been hanging out at Popolo's, Full Circle, my beloved Tioga Sequoia.
Yes.
And not
enjoying
one
what I'm calling the beer of the summer, Orange You Glad.
It's making
all my dreams come true.
It's a good beer.
I think it's going to be a great summer. Hope to see you out and about. Later.
Oh, now you really want to come check out Fresno's beer scene, huh? Hillsbills is roaming around.
I've seen Hillsbills twice in the past week and a half.
Oh, it's on.
And I'm okay with that. Okay with that.
It's not the worst thing that's ever happened to a person.
And she's like, no, first moment I saw her, not even like 10, 15 seconds into it, she's like, you're going to see me more often. I was like, well, not protesting. Not protesting.
Yeah, this job just got better.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Hillsbills?
Hillsbills out there and abouts. Outs about. She's on the beer app called Untapped.
Interwebs.
She'll be signing autographs at
Guys, can you hear me?
Scotty B.
I'm not sure. Maybe I sneezed and missed it or something, but pretty sure I didn't hear my voicemail on last week's show.
Shout.
I'm pretty sure I left one. Thought I did. Well, anyway.
So Zach, I remember playing the voice.
Hope this one does get recorded. It gets on the show.
We'll see. Knock on wood.
Just this voicemail today. I'm leaving today.
Okay.
Is so very important.
Why, Scotty?
Importante. The most important voicemail I have ever left in my life.
Holy shit.
What I'm about to tell you,
oh my God,
is going to be life-changing. You probably shit your pants. I want to, like, clench.
All right.
You know, clench those butt cheeks.
Get those muscles.
Just in case. You're at least going to pee a little. That's for sure.
Never.
What I am about to lay down on you is going to blow your mind. Oh, yeah.
I'm ready, man.
It's going to be like, whoa, Scotty, I can't believe. Oh, is that really? Oh, my. Whoa, what's going on? Oh, yeah.
Shit, Scotty B.
It might just tear the fabric of space-time.
I'm ready.
It might.
I'm ready.
So brace yourself. You got your butt cheeks clenched?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. This is the news. What I'm about to tell you is going to just really... You know,
this is not going to be
good. I'm just going to tell you, okay?
All right.
So this is it. What I need to say is...
Oh, I knew that was coming.
He was three-minuting us.
Scotty B.
We've just been three-minuted.
I'm sure it was really good, though. It was life-changing.
Life-changing.
That changed my life a little bit.
The secret to life is...
is dying.
Choosing poorly.
Choosing poorly. Voicemails. This one's taking too long to load up. Taking too long to load up. Hey, voicemail, why are you taking so long? Taking so long to load up.
What is the perfect pour, eh? True beer. Check it out, homie.
He's almost said Scotty B.
True beer. Why haven't you drank that beer I sent you, eh?
Oh, yeah.
You've been asking for it.
I deliver.
Scotty B delivers for me, and you still haven't popped it open. Eh? Stop waiting.
Okay.
Crack that sucker open now, Holmes. Orale, another more great news. I said, remember that liquor store I told you about over in Long Beach called the Bottle Shop?
Okay.
Yeah, Holmes, that one. It said, check it out, eh?
Mm-mm.
I don't know why, but I guess True Your Beer has like a real big influence, Holmes, in the craft community or something, Holmes. They are actually opening their second location, Holmes, like fucking 5 minutes away from my house, eh?
No way.
Not even, I could put it this way, Holmes, I don't even have to take the freeway, Holmes. I just take the street, eh? And I'm like, there, Holmes. So how did that happen? I don't know, eh? But it seems like I'm going to get, like, Beechwood, all the El Segundo, all the Noble Ale Works that I want, Holmes. And a lot of that stuff that you're supposed to pop open, Holmes. So that's crazy, yes. I'm like really happy, Holmes.
That'll save you like 20 minutes.
I might even get a part-time job there, eh? Like security guard, yes.
Yeah.
I'll be like the turtle just hanging outside, Holmes, and just making sure traffic moves along. Yes, like move your ride, yes. Hurry up, yes. Let's go, Holmes.
Move your ride.
Get out of here, eh?
Let's go, Holmes.
We don't want your. Never mind, Holmes.
What if I bring my Impala?
Other than that, I've been drinking a lot of Firestone Walker, Holmes. I celebrated the Firestone Walker Invitational in my own house.
I like this.
12-pack, variety pack. Found some tall boy, 16-ounce cans of Union
Home
Jack.
Versions of Parson.
Amazing beers, Holmes. That shit's still good. Just been hitting those Firestones like crazy. A couple other beers here and there. Other than that, the summer's here. Just like you drinking pool beers, I've been drinking pool brews, eh? I've been hitting the pool tables, eh? And drinking brews. I'll give you a call back later, Holmes. I feel like I'm running out of time. I missed Matt last show, but XL Perro did great, Holmes.
He did. He was awesome.
A lot of knowledge in that vato, Holmes. All right, that's it, Holmes. This is Chew Your Beer, and I'm out. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. And Chew was referring to, at the beginning of his voicemail, this beer. Did you guess it by me opening it?
Looks like a notebook.
Modern Times.
This is Vocal Banger from The Alchemist.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. This is like legendary status, right? This is Wales, bro.
Wales, bro.
This is, isn't this the one everybody lost their shit for last year?
Yep.
At Invitational?
This is the brewer, that same brewer that does Hetty Topper, for those that don't know. This is Vocal Banger. I've never had it. Matt has had it. I've never had it. I talk about having it. Yes. And Cheer Beer hooked us up.
Okay, I remember the label now. I want to be this guy for Halloween one year. See if anybody gets it.
There's floaties in my beer.
Our first Vocal Banger on the perfect pour.
There's literally hop flakes in my beer.
Oh, I'm pouring it out. Forget that.
Oh, my beer's gone bad. There's flakes. Excuse me. I bought some beer from here last week, and there's flakes.
It's flaky.
I don't appreciate flakes in my beer.
Oh, everybody does no voice now?
Oh, yeah. Well, you won't do it anymore. You're missing opportunities here, Michael.
Interesting.
Good aroma.
I don't know what to say about this. It's different. Different. I didn't expect anything, so.
Breakfast IPA. It's not juicy, thank goodness.
When don't I want breakfast foods? With IPA.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm getting there.
Oh, we're not drinking from the can. That's what's wrong.
No, they're just scared you're going to see the murky.
the hop flakes. Hop flakes.
I don't know. I like it, but I think I might enjoy a Hetty Topper more than that.
It's definitely not East Coast, even though it is.
It's its own thing, which that I respect a lot.
Wow, 11%. I never would have guessed.
Oh, that.
Just that, kidding. It's 7.
Oh, you trickster.
Dick.
I was going to up my rating there for a second.
Now I need to kick off both of my co-hosts.
We're still in voicemails.
Hey, guys.
Is it the fax machine?
It's been a while. Yeah. Montana Jim here.
Fax is calling.
First, I wanted to let Rate Beer know that I want all of my reviews pulled off of their website.
Yeah.
As far as I am concerned, I no longer exist for ratebeer.com.
You don't deserve those.
Not that I ever did in the first place. Second, I want to thank all of the attendees to the first annual Fontana Gym Invitational.
Attendees.
Since none of us had tickets to that,
those that survived
fire ring thing that happened last weekend.
The incarcerated.
Third, I want to thank Roger from Pine and Palm for his Lilliputian powder IPA that he gave to Evil Circle. And Gulliver Travels, he'd be proud of that. And Silva Brewing for the crowler that Evil Circle brought down with unicorn blood. That's what made it red. Red IPA. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Anyways, here's something for you guys to mull over.
These are the questions I like. Mulling questions.
When the perfect pour with the number of their episodes surpasses Dorktown with the number of their episodes. Shots fired. Pew, 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 pew. And, of course, keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
So we'll be hearing from Bells really soon. I have a feeling.
It might just spur the Dorktown to go week to week just to stay ahead of the perfect pour. I don't know. But yeah, Dorktown just hit 12 years of podcasting.
You'll probably just find your lost episodes and just re-upload them.
Yeah,
new
just
episodes.
Re-uploading like 1 through 100.
Yeah, just put those back on.
We're in now our 13th year of podcasting at Dorktown.
Hey.
But we're only at 223. We're taking our time.
Guess who was on episode 100? This guy.
Oh, ho, ho. Maybe we should replay that one.
Yeah. No, it wasn't that great.
I don't know what it's inevitable because Perfect Four is just a juggernaut that just can't be stopped. And Dorktown is very laid back, and we record when we can record.
I try to not show up all the time.
Early on in the still here. Early years of Dorktown, we were very on it schedule wise and stuff, but
on it.
We realized for it to last, we would have to just kind of record when we come record. Otherwise, we would have had a pod faded, and that's terrible.
Yeah, left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave
her. No, she didn't.
Rarely does.
We got something open.
Oh, shit.
Do you want to try that IPA?
Is there something new open? Yeah.
Do you want to try that IPA?
I do.
It's not a question.
Oh. Is that the name? Are it's they the being name. Silly? That IPA.
I see.
But what does mine say?
Yeah. Dude. Exopero. He, from Community Beer Works, sent us out.
I'll take it. It's not the world's most perfect IPA, but I will take it. It's definitely on the lemony side. East Coasty side. Did you say where they're from?
I couldn't see. I was looking, but I couldn't see. Huh, this is easy. Easy drinking.
How are the hot flicks in that one?
Yeah, I don't see any hot flicks.
Wilson, so. New York.
Call and tell beer. Them. Looking out for, not enough hot flicks.
You looking need out more. Looking hot for flakes. Looking out for beer releases to look out for. We think maybe you might be interested in and beers that we are interested in that we're looking out for right now. Alvarado Street.
Uh-oh.
Always a new, something new. Mai Tai Pale Ale, a tropical pale with dry. It's very dry and has mosaic hops.
Ooh,
I want it 6.5%.
You've caught my attention, sir.
How about a collab between Beechwood and Pure?
Nah.
Called Not Murky.
Yes.
Not K-N-O-T.
You lost me, and then you had me.
It's got a cool-ass can because it's wood. Looks like wood.
Would I?
It's a West Coast IPA. Want that. And then there's another one that Pure did without Beechwood. They're like, okay, you can have one collab. Basically, it's like this is how we would have wanted to do it if we didn't have to collab with Beechwood. Damn. And so they did a Not Clear. And then this is just theirs.
Is the collab called Pure Wood?
Pure Wood.
Or Pure Beach?
It's That'd be called cool. Not Working.
Morning Wood?
We've had that. Kane Brewing from
work.
New Jersey. Party Wave IPA. I keep seeing this can pop up, and I just want it. Because I want to ride a party wave. Like, can you imagine, imagine a bunch of surfers on one wave and you're surfing it so long that you're partying. You're like, opening up beers and you're surfing. And you're like, woo, man, it's a good party. And you're just riding that wave all the way in the shore. And I was like, whoa, man, that was a party wave.
Party wave. See, I'm thinking more of the round floaties that used to look like monster truck tires. That's my kind of party wave. Like, everybody's on one of those.
Keep it on my wave. Modern Times, another can, special can release called Luna Park. It's got hop sorcery. All right. So I want to get some hop sorcery.
Because you're a Harry Potter fan?
It's getting released the 19th of June.
Sorcery Stone.
Online sales and in the fermentorium.
Greg has to do your beer talk. I'm Greg.
Melvin Brewing, Lambda.
Nice.
13%. 13%. Nerd. And they say this is not a 90s East Coast malt bomb. Okay, nerds. It does say Tri-lams, nerds. In the description, it says, okay, nerds.
Okay, nerds.
So I love Melvin Brewing. It's just their marketing and their beer is just rad, super rad. And Belching Booger. Beaver is doing another Deftones collab. Their second Deftones collab. This one's called Swerve City. It's a 7.2. I really like that first collab they did with Deftones. That was a good beer. So we'll see what happens. I still don't know or understand why they didn't collab with Beechwood, but whatever. I'm
weird.
I'm looking for it.
No, aren't they from Sacramento, though?
Yes, they are. But
why would they collab with
Beechwood? No, that okay. What was the one I was thinking? Oh no, we were thinking that about.
Sublime.
Sublime. Yeah, that's what. Okay, yeah. Now we're thinking why didn't they with track 7?
Speaking of which, it is 7. June. That Mexican lager should be coming out soon.
What is it? This is Swerve City from Deftones.
Okay.
On the perfect pour.
Oh, Mikey's trying to do this now.
Is that badass riff? Come on.
Very chunky.
They're all just looking at me like, how long is this going to go on?
Little Doppler effect.
All right. That's Swerve City.
Swerve it.
Swerve it, Brad.
Swervy. Why are you getting all swervy?
That's what I'm looking out for right now. Matt, what are you looking out for?
He's looking to get swervy.
Swervy, Brad.
I have this plan. Sunday is the first day of vacation. And I found out that Silva Brewing is open from 12 to 5 on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's on the way to the Central Coast. So my plan is to hit the brewery, get some crowlers. I'll be driving myself.
You're going to walk up and punch it.
I'll be driving myself out there. So it's literally, I'm just going to just Russian roulette. I'm going to pick things, buy a hat, say, see you guys later, finish my drive to the coast, and my plan is to park, because usually you can't check into the house till like 3 or 4 p.m. I'm probably just going to try to open a crowler on the front porch and just sit there.
Nice. That's a good
have
move.
Have a beer until...
That's a good move. Yeah. I'm going to be watching Bearded Brewer 87's social media for that.
Front porch has rocking chairs, so I'll just maybe
porch drinking.
Just going to try to sit on that porch, look at the ocean, and just hang out.
Nice.
Also looking for some Central Coast brewing stuff. I'm hoping they'll have cans. If not, I'll try to bring back some growlers for Mikey or whoever.
Crowler, so. Bro. Do they have a crowler? They don't have a crowler. They didn't when I was there, and that was a couple months ago. So
I'm looking for Sierra Nevada beer. I want to call it Big Fucking Deal, but that's not what it stands for, so I'm going to pull up its actual name.
We have many Sierra Nevada cola beers here. You're looking out for those.
Nope.
No, sir. I don't like it. Yes. Break open a collab. This Focal Banger is getting warm, if you guys are curious.
Oh, Focal Banger. Had it.
Okay. These hot flakes aren't cooling themselves.
It is called...
I love gold!
I do.
It's called I Love Gold?
I do love gold.
I should have saved it, goddammit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a hoppy blonde ale, but I can't remember what it's called.
You pulled the nick.
I think it's called Beer for Drinking. Beer for Drinking. Beer for hoppy drinking. Blonde Ooh. Ale from Sierra Nevada.
Yay!
Apparently there was only 200 cases made, but... Spike's Bottle Shop in Chico has been posting about it.
Rare, so bro.
I would like to see if some of that get kicked down our way.
Kick it.
That's a good one. New beer entering the show. This is part of the Beer Camp series.
God damn it.
This is called Camp Out Porter, brewed with a vanilla and honey. This
Have
is
some focal
garage, garage project.
Get that away from me.
Get that Focal Banger away
Have
from me.
Some warm 6 points.
Get that whale away from me.
Did you say Porter?
I did, Nick.
Hi.
Nick, interested?
Hi, well, yes, I am.
I like vanilla, but they said honey. I don't know how that's going to go.
What the fuck? This aroma is weird as fuck.
Don't F-bomb me right before I taste it.
Sorry. Apologize. I would like to do 1 week. We need 1 week. We're going to do a challenge of do a clean show. Mm-hmm. See if we can do it. See if we can do a clean show.
What does that mean? Don't drink beer?
Means like no sexual innuendo. Wow. Well, innuendo maybe a little bit, but okay. No cussing. Sure. No overt sexual. Oh,
a radio friendly.
Yes, a radio friendly show.
Nice. Challenge accepted.
No ifs, ands, or fucks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean ass.
So we got that and our bad beer.
Mm-hmm.
Old bad beer episode still in the works.
Mm.
This is pretty smooth.
The honey is like way up front. Like way, way up front. Mm-hmm. Tip of the tongue, touch the teeth.
I could have my apple cider vinegar with this and you could be good.
Keep you regular. Mm-hmm. On the rigs.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Super dry, though.
I like dryness.
Featuring malt smoked over wood. So that's what I was getting some smokiness.
I was getting
there.
That over wood.
Definitely. Not on wood, over wood.
Yeah. I was definitely getting that over wood.
You got any over wood?
You got any beers that are over wood?
I'll take some.
So that's what I'm getting.
You have any double ciders?
I need at least two of those.
Two double ciders?
Yeah.
I need double ciders.
This one's interesting enough.
So what's the urinal situation? Is it puke friendly?
How puke friendly is your urinals? Are you, Nick, or are we done looking out for stuff?
Mm.
Are you still looking?
Oh, yeah, let's do that. So in my Noble Ale Works frenzy, I came across a beer they have that is not an
IPA. I'm in a Noble Ale Works frenzy, guys!
It's not an IPA. Brace yourselves. Fudge Dog.
Fudge Dog?
Barrel-aged Chocolate Imperial Porter? Stout.
Oh, barrel-aged Imperial Stout.
Fudge Dog.
What'd you call me?
Called you the Fudge Dog.
I did not want to be... I don't want that as my nickname.
Hey, Fudge Dog. What's up, Fudge Dog?
Don't call me Fudge Dog, man.
Ski-ball champ.
Fudge All right, Dog. Fudge Dog.
Cool. Good to see you, Fudge Dog.
All right, Fudge Dog. Take it easy, man. I said don't call me Fudge Dog. Man, Fudge Dog.
Sorry. That guy. Fudge Dog.
Always up to stuff.
Pine and Palm is re-releasing the Pacific Coast Porter.
Oh, Porter's back.
And Knee Deep has a beer called Tahoe Deep.
Yeah. I want, that's my looking out for too.
Yeah, no, that. You can't take my looking out for.
No, it's mine now.
Damn it.
I get one take a year. I'm doing it right now. I'm calling it in. That's my one take.
Mine. Dibs.
No dibs.
All right.
I can't use it the rest of the year now.
That's a note. I'm noting this down in my quill.
Yep, that's not mine.
Mikey. There it is. Been looking up for.
All right. Yay. That Porter. That Sierra.
Cole I like Lavin. This.
Nick should like it. I mean, but then you're...
The honey is weird, but it is not out of place.
Too weird. Just a little weird. Are we having fun?
Looking out for beers.
It's fun. Hey, pull out the untapped.
Whoa. Oh, I'm glad you said untapped.
Should we? Untapped, I don't know if they're still doing it, but they're doing this thing with Goose Island. There's some sort of thing with Goose Island. Every time I open it up, I see this Goose Island thing.
Like a promotion?
It's like, yeah. So, like, should I boycott Untappd because they're getting money from Goose Island.
Ooh. What would you turn
to? I don't know what. Nah, well, there's several. There's Barley. There's several apps, but there's. But everybody's on Untap, and it's fun.
It's fun.
So I don't know. If somebody's. If SD Beard Talk and 3B Zine, they want to move to a more indie app, yeah. I don't know. I'll listen to that. I'll entertain it. But for now, still on Untapped. You can find Mikey Top Whore or Dorktown if you search one of those. You can be my friend. I need more drinking friends. I had a Down to Earth from 21st Amendment Brewing.
Yeah, you did, and you were poolside.
Yeah, that's the only. It's what it's good for. You can't have a Down to Earth like at night. It's a afternoon beer for sure, and
afternoon
much delight. Better near water a water source.
A water source.
It's not as good. I don't know. Because 21st Amendment doesn't date their cans, or at least I can't find it anyway. So I don't know. And I got them from Save Mart. So you don't know what. You don't know what. If you don't have a. If you're getting it from Save Mart, which is our biggest chain store here, and you don't know what you're getting. You just mm-hmm. don't know. You might be getting something from last year. My sister got me a Modern Times the other day. Like at her. It came over to her apartment. She was like, oh, I got you this beer. I was like, cool. I look at it. It's from freaking a year and a half ago.
Did you alert Modern Times?
Yeah. Alert, Modern Times. Save Mart selling your own beer. So For full price. So it's just, you just got to be wary. But
did you drink it?
No, I still have it though. When it's that old, it becomes like, there might. Once in a while, there's a night where, like, I just need alcohol and there's no more beer. I will open this beer up. I don't care how old it is. It's alcohol delivery system at that point. Wow. So it's hard to throw out because once in a great while, there's a night where, like, I don't want to go get more beer, but I still need alcohol in my system. Damn it.
Right.
So there's those beers just stuck in the back, just like. Emergency, super emergency old beers. Speaking of Modern Times.
What's your emergency beer?
Like, I gotta, yeah, doesn't what, matter.
So, yeah.
I don't care how old it is.
What is.
It's got alcohol in it. Put it in.
Bottom of the barrel. Yes. It's old.
For some reason, I need to get drunk right now.
What are you drinking? Forget
tomorrow. Dymaxion from Modern Times.
They're nice.
A pale ale at Eureka Burger on draft. It's during the day too, so it's super special. Breaking Bud from Knee Deep, 16-ounce can. Gear Up. I did not like the Gear from Hopworks. I did not like that beer. The first beer I had from it, mm-hmm. and then later on in the week, I just kept having it just to get rid of it. As again an alcohol delivery system, and I started enjoying it. So I guess I don't know. I don't know what that means. I just don't know.
Eventually, I fell in love with her.
Eventually, I liked it. That's Citra.
I learned to love her.
That's Citra DDH Mount Whitney XBA.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice beer. It's a nice beer. I liked it. I had it. Some dude named Matt. Gave it to me.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Dudes.
So, those are some things I was drinking this week. Matt. Bearded Brewer 87.
Sorry, I'm trying to rewrite the Afternoon Delight lyrics. Come back to me.
All right. The Nick 80.
I'm sleeping over here.
Beer camping.
Beer camp.
See, you're one of those guys when you camp. You turn in your tip early.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Everyone's around the campfire, like having a beer, like, uh-huh. Oh, this is good times. You're like, all right, guys, I'm gonna head in.
Uh huh.
You're that guy. You're the first guy in the tent.
And then when I do it in the tent, I break out the good whiskey.
Say, you're all
fuck you guys.
You're in your tent by yourself just drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
Woo, finally.
Woo. You'll never get this.
And everyone out there in the fire is just like, what is that?
Like, oh, it's getting cold out here.
It's cold.
Oh, it's getting cold. Have you guys ever heard the Sasquatch and what it sounds like? It sounds like an Asian man. Did you not know that? He does.
Flew my plane right next to him.
He is not as scary as you think, but he does have a distinct odor that you carries with you the whole week.
Yes. We got him to do it one more time.
God damn it. Yeah, I can't do it. Never mind.
I love gold.
Figure it out later. New beer entering in the show. This is more beer camping. I don't think we're going to get to that 12 pack unless we want to die.
Right, yeah.
This week, anyway.
I could die.
This one, I could go for some dying right now. This is the Dunkelweiss. This collab was with Anger Brewery.
Anger. Saint
I've not
Anger.
Heard of them.
This is Metallica.
Saint Anger's coming for you.
Last album.
He's coming for you, the Saint Anger. Wow, this is dark. This is dark, guys.
It's a dunkel.
It's a dunkel. We don't have too many dunkels on the show. I'll give it that.
What were we doing?
Been caught drinking.
Epic Brewing's Hopulent IPA.
Where did you get that?
Total Wine.
Oh, that place.
Yeah, did not like.
And by the way, did not like it.
By the way, I also had a Tioga Crowler of the XPA Citra Mosaic Almond Fudge Brownie.
There's no Mosaic.
Honey Wheat Oat XPA.
This is another Belgian. God damn it.
Yes, it's a Dunkel.
It's Dunkel.
It's literally foreign. It's
too many European influences on this
I'm
going
to go
camp.
Back to that Porter.
Mills.
Well, the Dunkel glass is getting fuller.
Getting dumpled.
I had a Hive Mind from Mule Back.
Oh, I had that too. Forgot.
Mule Back by Mikey Top Pour.
Yes, Alvarado Street's Hive Mind. Mm-hmm. Made with Pure Brewings. Collab with Pure Brewing from San Diego, California.
We had a date night downtown Fresno.
We did?
Went to Cosmopolitan. Finally.
Oh, man. I still haven't gotten a new Cosmo.
I seriously.
I go there all the time.
Oh, I go there all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
They know my name.
Do you know my name?
Do they know my name?
So, all right, they got an okay beer selection.
Just tell Micah.
Do they have craft?
Who?
Just tell Micah I say hello.
I don't know who that is.
She's a hot bartender.
No.
She wasn't there?
Yeah.
Not there on a okay. Saturday.
I can assure you, there were no hot bartenders on there.
Okay.
So anyways, we said, hey, we're downtown. Where should we go?
Cosmo.
Oh, no. Tioga Sequoia.
Oh, hey. Oh, that place. There's a sushi place, man. Get some sushi.
Umi.
Sushi at Umi.
We were looking for a steak.
All right. That's fine.
This
is a steak. Bad place to go. Tioga's does that terrible steak.
Terrible steaks.
Bad steaks.
Yeah. Great beer, terrible
great
steaks.
Beer. That's their motto.
That's their
Tioga Sequoia Brewing. Great beer, terrible steaks.
Terrible steaks. Be prepared to wait for it. Because you'll keep waiting. So I stopped by and had a West Coast Vermonting since it was still on tap. Mm-hmm.
That was
the artist. The can artist.
Cans artist.
Kiever. He acknowledged me on Instagram and even said something to me.
Way to go.
So.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get your can autographed yet?
Dean McKeever.
Then you failed.
Dean McKeever. He's back east.
Failed.
Fail.
Fail. F-ail. I like that. Somebody make an F ale.
Fail.
Somebody make an F ale.
Fail.
Oh,
make a fail beer. What else were you drinking, man?
Draconic.
The Nick
from
80.
Draconic.
Draconic.
Drake's modestly priced but still super tasty stout.
Drake's Brewing.
And a...
the most popular brewery on Silicon Valley. Did you see on Silicon Valley this? Do you get to watch it weekly?
I don't have HBO.
Oh, okay. Matt, do you watch it? The new stuff? They had... So this week they had the bit... they're like story B or story C was that they got a smart fridge.
Yeah.
And it tells... You know, it's one of those fridges that'll tell you when you're out of something.
Nice.
So it told him when he was out of the Rasputin, your beer.
Oh, yes.
It was on the screen.
This is the best thing ever.
It was on the screen. He's like, you're out of... It didn't say like the beer. I didn't say the beer specifically.
Yeah,
but you could see it on the screen, and it was Rasputin.
Oh my god!
He's like, you're out of beer or whatever, and it was. I was like, oh my god, this is happening.
This is happening. Your fridge is gonna let you down before you find out for yourself.
I was like, is Nick watching? I was like looking around for you guys. Like, Matt, Nick, are you here? What's happening?
No, we're not allowed in your house.
It just said
Mikey.
Rasputin on there.
We're not allowed in your house.
You're not allowed in the house.
Yeah. Right. I mean, don't know why you think that.
Nobody's allowed in the house. You have to be a girl to be going outside the house.
I have renewed my HBO membership for 1 month. Oh. So I plan on watching some HBO stuff while I'm at the coast.
Yay.
Yay.
Not hot dog.
Oh, hot dog.
No, that was from the show.
Okay. It's also a Led Zeppelin song.
Not a hot dog.
That's a good beer name.
It's not a hot dog.
Oh, so speaking of which, you guys brought this up earlier. I've been meaning to say this too. There's a lot of good beer names in the Harry Potter series. If someone was like a uber nerd.
Oh,
I could see a lot of beers being named in the
I'm
vein.
I'm a Star Wars guy, right. So I shy away from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And, I would think somebody's already like mined all those, or maybe they can't.
Oh,
maybe they're like, you know,
old JK holds it close to the vest.
Maybe. By the way, Tiger Sequoia, get ready to be sued by Disney. Just so I'll let you give you a heads up. You didn't listen to the last Dorktown. Bells was by some nice individual at Tiger Sequoia was given some Last Jedi PAs, and he sent it down to a person that's like one of the lead people developing the Star Wars land in Disneyland. Shit. Sent it to him. So now Disney has seen this Last Jedi PA. So good luck. Good luck in the future. Future endeavors, Tiger Sequoia. Disney is coming after you.
We loved you while you were around.
We loved you. You guys are great. But it's too bad. You're all done now. It's over for Tiger Sequoia.
Stop making this beer. We already did.
Yeah, it's basically the worst thing I can do. Hey, cease and desist on making this beer. All right, cool. We'll do that.
Cool. Sure thing.
Sure thing. Oh, you guys are very reasonable. Thank you. We are. Thank you, thank you, Mouse. We are.
That was two series ago, bro.
That would be your email reply. Disney emails Tiger Sequoia. It's like, we would like you to cease and desist making of Last Jedi PA. We own the rights, every rights to Star Wars, and we would...
We strongly
advise you to stop doing that because we will crush you. That was so two series ago, bro.
It was like so spring or hop. I can't even talk about it.
Stupid Mouse.
Gonna find me a beer. Gonna hold it tight. Gonna grab me a down to earth delight. There's your song.
All right. Mm-hmm. Write it up. Nick.
Also suit. What are we doing?
You're gonna write that song.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Paul is more than welcome to write that
Paul?
Song. Down Paul? To earth delight. Write it, Paul.
Down to earth delight. How's it going?
Pew.
We having fun?
We are having fun.
We need another Matt, do we need some more of the Sierra Nevada?
Nope.
Beers?
Beer camp.
Yes? You said more beer camp beers? All right.
We've already opened 10 beers, actually.
more beer camp
beers. Well, I think that's a great idea. So,
do I need to do my been caught drinking?
Yes. That's actually exactly what
you Hey, Beard a Brewer, what have you been caught drinking? Oh, thanks, guy.
Thanks, Handsome Dan.
Thanks, Handsome Dan. I drank my last can of juice, Spring Sting, and did not make it onto the show. It was getting a little old. Actually, it wasn't. It tasted pretty fucking phenomenal. And Mikey from the Perfect Pour, or Mikey Top Pour, he donated to me a local Shred Red from Alvarado Street. Thank you for that, Crowler. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. How was that?
It was a little bit of a hot bitterness to it, but I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Because I know you're a red guy.
I'm all about those redheads.
So I'm like, oh, shit. This is perfect, Matt.
It was the perfect beer for me. I could not have asked for anything better.
Yay.
From New Glory, I had their Make It Rain IPA. It was actually really good. Really good.
I want that beer.
And I had a hazy IPA that was also on the board at Spokeasy with the New Glory. And they have, I speak the language of the television, IPA. It was a hazy IPA. I was able to do a half glass of that. It was not my favorite.
That was the name, I speak the language of the television?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I've had that argument with people before. I had a friend in Florida. And they're all, wow, your West Coast accent's pretty crazy. And it's like, I talk like people in the movies, so that's pretty American to me.
Yeah.
So, but what do I know?
Your accent's crazy.
As I was getting ready to take off I went to Spokeasy Sunday night, and they close about 9 o'clock. And I try to cut out there about 8:30, 8:45, so that way the bartender can, you know, shut the place down without some asshole just hanging out there forever.
Some dick.
Yeah.
Like, I have nowhere to go, so now you, bartender, have nowhere to go.
Yeah. And so I was hanging out, and a growler of Rocky Hill Brewing showed up.
Oh, they got a growler, huh?
Growler.
Oh, growler. Sorry. I just hear growler everywhere I go now. I just want to hear growler.
And it was his Beetlejuice IPA, so it was a hazy IPA, but it was actually pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or unfiltered. Maybe it was just unfiltered, but it looked hazy.
Foggy, bro.
Looks hazy. That's the new name.
Looks hazy.
Let's see. Spokeasy also had the Summer Pale Ale on draft from Port Brewing. And I've been drinking the six-pack of cans.
And how is that?
It's old world Cascade style Sierra Nevada in-your-face bitter. All if you've had a good torpedo, good to know. What the Summer Pale Ale will remind you of.
Okay.
It's just in-your-face bitter. And it warms up and it just gets more bitter. But you're like, I like this. This is what I used to drink 7 years ago, you know?
I used to just dig the crap out of this 7 years ago.
But so I tried it from draft to can. Draft was a little bit smoother, but once it started opening up, as people say, it was picking up that same bitterness. I had Clear and Present Dankness Modern Times. Damn it. I think that was at Goldstein's. Pretty fucking good beer.
Was it Gold's?
Yeah. And then Mikey Toppour also donated a Hive Mind to me from Alvarado Street. I drank that.
Well,
I usually don't drink doubles by myself.
I can't do that. I can't find the voice.
Do the
now.
Other voice.
Wait.
Burgers.
I can't. Actually, to be more specific, the Perfect Pour listeners actually donated that beer to you. The Golden Gods, which they're commonly called or referenced as, they're the people that donate money to the Perfect Pour. So they actually bought that beer for you, not Mikey. Mikey just was the person that exchanged the money.
Yeah, I killed that voice. There. Mm-hmm. There you go.
All right, thank you.
Don't need to hear that anymore.
Oh, yes, we do. Don't sell yourself so short there, Handsome Dan.
Whee! So there you go. Bearded Brewer 87.
Been caught drinkins.
Diggy. You guys ready for Diggy. Some more stuff
nope.
here? Diggy. Oh, you're ready.
But Paul's got a new song?
Ready. No, sorry.
Oh, man.
He can't, I mean, come on.
Yes, he can. He really can.
Are you ready?
I love gold.
Hope you guessed, listener, that's your ear is attuned. That's a 16-ounce pint can. These are all calling them pint cans on this Sierra Nevada beer camp. More beer camping. This was the one I wanted to try the most. This is the East Meets West IPA, the collab with Treehouse.
You're a Treehouse.
Treehouse brewing, guys.
Treehouse.
So I'm guessing it's obviously the, you know,
East Coast and West Coast IPA meetup.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm just gonna go ahead and
I'll be the judge of this.
What's the haze level, please?
Ooh. It's a little murks, but not like not it's foggy murks.
It's unfiltered, but it's not
right.
Hazy.
Right. It's coming around from left to right of your podcast dial.
I watched that movie recently, and it's a lot more adult than I ever thought it was. I guess I just didn't notice it as a child.
Not getting a whole lot of aroma. I'm like really struggling to get that aroma in there.
Lemon Pledge East Coast Bomb.
Not too hard. Last time you cramped up. A little
vinegar. I didn't have cramped up. That's fine.
That is an interesting call. Vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar?
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Sorry. This is the... Oh, no.
Lemon Pledge. I'm sticking to it.
East meets West.
Okay. Boy. I don't dislike this.
Low bitterness, insane juice hop flavored and unfiltered haze.
I kind of like it.
Classic American IPA malt body. This says it has huge hop flavor, Mike. Do you believe that?
Huge, not no. Huge.
No.
Everybody says, a lot of important people said this is huge hop flavor. This excellent. Best, great guy. Told me it's a huge hop flavor. What drum kit you think? What could your ears hear? What drum kit that was? What company made that? Was that Pearl? Was that a Pearl? Was that a
80s Yamaha?
80s Yamaha.
Uh-huh.
All right. I want Paul to let us know. Yeah. By the way,
that's right.
Don't think I didn't notice that Paul didn't call in this week, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think we didn't notice it. Okay. Okay. Even if Paul doesn't call in, still a great show. Way better show. A lot of people said it. iTunes, a lot of people on iTunes said, this is the best show about beer. It's great. That are great. Cheers. Sorry, everyone.
Becky'd be so proud of you right now.
Sorry. The Golden Gods, man. The Golden Gods. They keep us going.
Yes, they do.
They keep us in beer. They pay for operating costs, and they're just super rad. The Golden Gods are people that donate money to the show every month via Patreon. If you'd like to be a Golden God, look, there's a link there in the show notes. It's there. If you look, there's a link. Or if you go to patreon.com/perfectboar, you can see you can become a Golden God. $5 or more, you get to help the show out. And also, you can hear the episode a couple hours before everyone else does, and you get to hear the tailgate, which is, you know, It's not that special, but, you know, we're hanging out, bro.
Sometimes cool.
And the occasional early release of other stuff we do. And I'm waiting for a new bearded brewer, a rate, you know, where he reviews a beer. I'm waiting for one of those.
For a beer bench?
No, well, that too, but, yeah, we're a little lax on the beer benches lately on YouTube, by the way. But
you just mean Patreon audio?
Yeah. Mm. I'm waiting for that.
Maybe,
bro.
I can upload something on vacation.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, we actually have time instead of working beer for 14 hours a day. You might actually have time to do that. Also, cheers to Alex. I probably should have worked that out before, but.
No,
A-L-L-E-Z-X-I-I-S. Cheers to Mike G. Slevin, 7. Beer Shark, Tink Mark.
I'm glad you didn't say Beer Shark.
Tink Mark, Beer Shark. Smart Chamberlain, S.M. Chamberlain. Green Dog, Fontana Jim, a.k.a. the Fontana Jim on Instagrams, and everybody out there that talks about the show and has a get it. And I super appreciate everyone that listens to the show, man. Big cheers. Matt.
Big cheers.
Cheers out to our patrons. That's who I'm going for this week.
Yay.
Thank you guys for doing what you do.
The Golden Gods.
And I'll be in the Central Coast, and I'll probably ignore you. So
he'll be on his porch drinking. So
if I run into you, I'll be happy to see you. If I don't run into you, I'll be on the front porch drinking.
Mm-hmm. Nick.
Or in the recliner that overlooks the ocean drinking, whichever happens.
That's a good recliner.
That's the recliner to have.
Does Matt hog that recliner, Nick?
Yep.
Karen, like, and going like, do you think Matt's still in the recliner? Think I could get at that recliner? Could you talk to Matt, like get him off the recliner, like have some sort of a thing where you talk to him, and, like, he's got to get off the recliner, and then I could go right in there and sit down. Like, sorry, bro.
We put a Pliny on a string, right? We dangle it.
Yeah.
And then we kind of pull it. We pull it in small increments.
Once you run for it, sit right down.
Ooh, recliner steel. That's how it goes.
Sucker.
It's empty. It's a Rebel Raw with another.
Oh, that reminds me. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Nick.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
That just didn't make it into my Bincod drinking. I had an 805, okay?
Oh, boy.
And the reason
why,
I had it,
why are we talking about this?
805, bro.
Okay.
And
I assume this is my going
daughter,
somewhere.
My daughter wanted to go to Texas Roadhouse.
Wow.
Okay. She thinks it's fun because there's, like, you know, music and you can throw the peanuts on the floor and all that stuff.
Oh, boy.
And so we went there and I'm looking at the draft list and there's nothing. Like, not even, there's nothing. And then I see bottles, there's like 805. I'm like, if I'm going to have, and Beck, producer Becky's already, she's going to have a margarita. So I'm like,
you're
out. And you're kind of expected as a husband, if your wife is going to drink, you're kind of expected to at least have some sort of alcohol with you. Because then she looks like she's just like a lush or something.
Is that how it goes?
That's what I'm told.
Okay.
So, yeah. You know,
see, I would have gone with, oh, she's drinking hard stuff. I'll have a beer to keep it cool.
Right. But so you got to have, so you both, it looks better when you both have some sort of alcohol drink.
Sure.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck, I got to get something. And I'm like, so I asked the waiter, like, do you have anything that's not on the menu? Do you have something on top? He's like, oh, yeah, we got, blah, 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 blah. We got, and then, you know, it's all big beer. And we have Rebel Raw. No, Firestone. He goes, Firestone Walker IPA. I go, oh, okay. I'm thinking like, oh, it must be like Union Jack or something. Yeah, at least. So I'm like, oh, okay. Let me have that. He's like, yeah, it's Rebel, scrolled Rebel Raw from Firestone Walker. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Which is it, bro?
No, I go, wait. He's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the people that make it, Firestone. It's called Rebel IPA. And I didn't want to be I never want to be the guy.
You didn't want to get all schooly on
it? No, I didn't want to school. I'm like, nah, just give me the 8 of 5.
What if he was right, though? What if it was right?
I don't know, because that's how I was scared. I was like, oh, shit. Is he going to give me a Rebel IPA? And I'm going to drink it? And no, it was an 8 of 5. My palates were fine enough to know that it was an 8 of 5, but not a Rebel IPA.
Wow.
So I did not drink a Rebel IPA. But the waiter did think that Rebel IPA came from Firestone Walker.
That's a rare beer.
I just want you to know that, Firestone. That's the kind of playground you're in now, where a waiter thinks you make Rebel IPA.
Yeah.
Do you want to be in that playground, Firestone?
You got to ask yourself one.
You got to ask yourself one question. So, sorry, Nick.
Mm-mm.
Sorry, Nick.
That was awesome. That was worth it. I don't even remember what we're doing.
You're cheers.
I don't know if I did this last week, but cheers to TAC Ops Brewing, if I haven't. They've somehow found me. I don't know if they know we do a podcast.
I don't know. I've never.
Or I'm kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal. Random.
I've never gotten any feedback from them in any sort, so I have no idea if they know.
Because I follow a wine blog?
I don't know if they're like... How do they know? They're either they have no idea who we are and don't give a crap,
mm-hmm.
or they're like bitter that we don't talk about them enough that so they don't give a crap.
Right.
So I don't know which it is, but it's one of the two.
Those are very plausible.
But actually, every time I've had a TAC Ops beer, I've enjoyed the beer.
Send Mythbusters to figure that one out.
Yep. So I'm pro TAC Ops.
Pro TAC Ops.
We had the whole thing when they had the whole lawsuit thing with Brooklyn Brewing. So.
Oh, yes. We did talk about that.
We were back in them. We were back in TAC Ops. That was bullshit.
Cheers to Wheelie Will 111. He does the hump day night rides from Gazebo Gardens. Cheers to the Fontana Gym. And cheers to Beer O Time on Instagram.
All right. Cheers. Well, all right. Come on.
Cheers. What? Where are we going?
We can't go.
Where are we going?
Matt loves these freaking beer can beers. We got to have one more.
We're on.
How did I lose an opener? Oh, I covered it up with my Moleskine.
Oh, is your Moleskine?
My Moleskine Nubbet covered it up.
Nope, can't find your opener. Might as well go.
Nope, sorry, bro. You're having one more. We're not ending the show yet.
I, too, have a Moleskine, just for the record.
Oh, yeah? Bells has an orange Moleskine. That's what she said. Your Moleskine's orange.
Too much hummus.
This beer camp beer is Thai style iced tea, ale brewed with lactose, orange peel, black tea, tamarind, and star anise?
Anise.
Anise?
Not anise.
This is a McKellar. Collab with McKellar. What do you know? It's got all kinds of weird shit in it, and it's a collab with McKellar.
Anise is a popular Italian seasoning.
Oh, okay.
What'd you call me?
Anise.
So, there.
It's in Tarads.
At Tarads.
Get some next time you're at Pimonti's. Ask for some Tarads.
Oh, all right.
And you will taste what anise tastes like.
Like I don't know.
This does seem familiar.
I heard there's a Pimonti's in San Luis Obispo. Have you guys heard this?
The same people?
Mm-hmm.
Pimonti's are completely different Pimonti's.
There is one, yes.
I hear it's the same people.
Man, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of, like, Fresno businesses in San Luis.
I wonder why.
Yeah, gee, golly.
Vacation's now a write-off. That's awesome. Perfect pour San Luis edition.
This is not a bad beer. Is all for all the crazy stuff that's in there?
Wow, it's sweet.
I'm not having a bad time with it.
Is it black licorice?
I'm not gonna go buy it if it was there or accessible. But.
Are we doing Jaeger right now?
Can you pick a favorite of this beer camp that we've had so far? We're gonna save a few for next
Porter.
Week. Porter. But no, can you though, Matt? I don't know. You kind of seem kind of iffy. Which one you wanted to pick?
See, let's be sure now.
To be sure.
It's a tie between the ginger lager and the porter.
Oh, okay. I will say the ginger lager was the most fun. It was the most interesting. My favorite is the East Meets West, though. The white IPA with the yuzu. You like that yuzu?
The yuzu was good. The Dunkel was good. The
Camp Out Porter is nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what? I think I've liked all of them so far. None of them are like, oh my God, over the top. But I have not disliked any of them. I think maybe it was one I didn't. We'll complete it next week, but
maybe we have yet to get to the
thing. Yeah, maybe there's like a special one.
Perfect Pour time. Same Perfect Pour time.
Every Friday, new Perfect Pour. At Perfect Pour Pod.
Mm-hmm.
On all social medias, including Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And at Bearded Brewer 87, that is Matt.
Follow me, Nick. See what I'm up to.
Nick is the Nick 80.
See,
and I am Mikey Top Pour. And thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour. Be safe, but have fun. And thank you for everyone for brewing. All you brewers out there. Big cheers to all the brewers out there.
Yeah, you brewers.
Doing all that brewing stuff, man.
Keep on keeping on.
And the sunburns need to play music because they're cool. Good stuff.